going to go to the beautiful Mile High City of Denver next. Marcia, thanks for holding on. You're now on the air with Jimmy Akin. Oh, we lost Marcia. Very sorry about that. Can I give you her question?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, now it was just taken off the screen. It had to do with something about the Book of Names Old Testament.
I saw the question. Yeah, Marcia was asking about, she said she'd heard something about the Old Testament, not sure where, that talks about a Book of Names that supposedly shows that some souls are predestined to heaven or hell. Is that true? Well, there are various passages in both the Old and the New Testament that talk about God having books in heaven that deal with people. In the Old Testament, if you look in Daniel chapter 7, verse 10, you'll find a reference to one of them. You'll also find a significant number of passages dealing with books that God has in heaven in Revelation. One thing I want to mention, because it's a little misleading in this to modern people, is the kind of book that they're talking about. Today, we use a form of book called a codex. Codex is a kind of book that has a spine, so all of the pages are like glued or sewn to the spine. It's the ordinary, familiar form of book that we think of today when we hear about books. But actually, in the ancient world, they didn't use codexes or codices. No, they didn't have e-books either. They used scrolls. And so that's the image. When the Bible talks about books, and especially in the Old Testament, when it talks about books, it's always talking about scrolls. And so when you think about books in heaven, that's the image that the biblical authors and their audience would have had. The question is then, what's the function of these books? Well, if you look in Daniel chapter, also it's a metaphor because heaven is not a physical realm, but in Daniel chapter 7, Daniel is seeing a scene in heaven, and he says, the court was seated and the books were opened. Okay, so these are court records. This is evidence that's going to be used in a proceeding of divine justice in heaven. And so presumably what they represent is the records of what people have done. So the heavenly court is going to sit and pass judgment on have people behaved righteously or wickedly, and the books are an image of God's knowledge of what people have done, of whether they've behaved righteously or wickedly. In the book of Revelation, we encounter similar imagery. It's done a little differently. It's still connected with courtroom terminology, and there's still the idea that our deeds are recorded in these books. But there's also a book mentioned in Revelation called the Lamb's Book of Life. And anyone whose name is found in the Lamb's Book of Life, and there's a connection to names, by the way, anyone whose name is found in the Lamb's Book of Life is going to be saved. And so your name, it can actually be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life through sin. And so there's still an element of free will here. And God promises if you don't go the way of mortal sin, he will not blot your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. But the implication is if you do choose a lifestyle of, you know, habitual, grave, deliberate sin, then your name could be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. And so even though we see these books in heaven, and even though there is a sense in which God does, I mean, he knows all times from his eternal perspective, and so there's a sense in which he does predestine people. That predestination, as the Catechism says, includes a knowledge and is based on a knowledge of their free will choices, of whether they choose to respond to God's grace and love or whether they choose to reject it.
All right, Marcia, there you go. Thank you so much.